This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Dr. Daniel Crockmall, a board-certified plastic surgeon and associate at MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois. He is here to speak with us about the Brazilian butt lift procedure. Dr. Crockmall, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
And you're most welcome. So for starters, tell us, what is a Brazilian butt lift?
Yeah, a Brazilian butt lift is a wonderful way for women to achieve a more full, lifted, and round buttocks. And it essentially uses your own fat, so there's no outside implants or foreign materials. So you perform liposuction in your problem areas, so you get to sculpt the areas that you don't like, take that fat, and you purify it, and you place it selectively in the buttocks to give you the shape that you want. And so because it involves liposuction and no foreign bodies whatsoever, it's very, very popular now with all of our patients.
And Dr. Crockmall, how is the procedure performed, and can it be combined with other procedures as well?
Yeah, the procedure first begins by performing liposuction. So very small incisions are made, and then a liposuction cannula, which is essentially a metal straw, is placed into the problem areas where you do have some extra fat, and that fat is removed, similar to any liposuction procedure. And then the fat is purified, and some people use a simple straining method. Other people use centrifuges to really get the best quality fat you can. And then through small little incisions around the buttocks, you selectively place that fat in multiple areas of the buttocks, usually underneath the skin and just at the top parts of the muscle, to go ahead and fill it out. The procedure is usually performed under a either heavier sedation or a general anesthetic, and absolutely can be combined with other procedures. I'd say that the majority of the mommy makeovers and tummy tucks that I do, I use liposuction, and rather than throwing the fat away, so to speak, we can use it to our advantage and place it in the buttocks for an even better and improved shape for patients. It's great.
Now, I'd be curious, and also to get further clarification, what is the difference between a Brazilian butt lift and butt implants?
Yeah, the Brazilian butt lift doesn't involve any foreign material. So essentially, if you are just doing the fat injections, that is what is considered the Brazilian butt lift. That is opposed to actually placing an implant similar to a essentially like a breast implant. So a breast or a buttock implant does involve using a foreign implant material, safe. It's solid silicone, so there's no real risk of it breaking, so to speak. And that implant can be placed either on top of the muscle or inside the muscle. My preference is inside the muscle because I think it reduces other complications. So they are different procedures, and women that do have enough fat to achieve the goals that they want, then I think the Brazilian butt lift procedure is great because you can perform the liposuction for those problem areas and place that fat strategically in the buttocks. And once the fat is there, it essentially acts like your own natural tissue for the rest of your life, so it's wonderful. But in a subset of women that want a larger, more lifted buttocks that don't have enough fat to achieve the results, then you would need to use something else besides the body's own tissue, and that's when an implant is a wonderful, wonderful option for some people. But just because of not needing any kind of a foreign implant and ease of recovery, then my preference would be to use fat if there's enough fat that's available.
And a fine explanation today. We are speaking with Dr. Daniel Crockmall, a board-certified plastic surgeon and associate at MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So tell us, what makes someone a good candidate for a Brazilian butt lift?
Well, essentially anybody who wants a larger, more full buttocks, and you have to be pretty healthy. This isn't something that should be performed on somebody with more urgent medical problems. Somebody that does have enough fat stores to be able to harvest and obtain enough fat to achieve the results as well. But aside from somebody that has enough fat stores and somebody that's healthy, There really aren't too many other contraindications to undergoing the procedure.
Also, in regards to recovery, what is the recovery process like? Are there any side effects or complications, anything to expect in these regards?
Yeah, that's a really good question, and one it's a question that I get a lot, and there's actually some debate in the plastic surgery world, and people have different protocols for recovery. In general, the procedure isn't uncomfortable. The liposuction, depending on how aggressive it is, can be a little bit uncomfortable. You might just have a little bit of bruising and swelling in the buttocks itself. But aside from that, it's a very well-tolerated procedure. Patients aren't usually on narcotic pain medications for more than just a few days. Patients typically wear a compression garment after Brazilian butt lift surgery, but that's actually more to compress the areas where liposuction is performed. There usually isn't too much compression on the actual buttocks itself. So there are some specialized garments that apply pressure in the places where you do the liposuction, but you really want to try to keep pressure off the buttocks because early on, that fat really does need its own blood supply in order to remain healthy. So if you do apply pressure to that fat, then you might kind of cut off the blood supply or choke it off to the fat, and that fat could melt away. And that's not something we want after a Brazilian butt lift. We want all that fat we placed there to remain healthy and live. So at least in my practice, I try to have people keep pressure off of that area for at least 2 weeks. So I have people try to avoid sitting for the first 2 weeks. Short car rides are fine, and sitting on a toilet is fine. You have to do that. But 8-hour Netflix binge is probably not the best idea for that. But usually after a couple weeks, I think that that fat is pretty healthy and has taken. And there really aren't too many restrictions after that. In terms of safety and complications, the standard risks, including liposuction of some bleeding and bruising, infections really low with this procedure. Discomfort's really not an issue. Scarring is usually not an issue because they're very small incisions. The fat can scar. It's something called fat necrosis. But if it's placed in hundreds of tiny little tunnels, then that usually doesn't happen. You can get some contour irregularities with liposuction, but that's pretty uncommon too. The biggest concern with fat grafting in the buttocks is that some of the fat may get into the blood system. That's called a fat embolus, and that is a very serious complication that can happen and can be fatal. So in untrained hands, this can be a very, very dangerous procedure if you don't know exactly where you're placing the fat. And you'll hear about women every so often on the news that have died from this complication. So it's very, very important for patients to go to a well-trained, board-certified plastic surgeon that knows their anatomy and knows that technique and does this frequently to minimize that complication especially. Other than that, the procedure usually goes off without a hitch, and women have wonderful results without any kind of complications and are loving their backside for the rest of their lives.
And that certainly is what it's all about. Again, Dr. Kropmile, thanks for joining us here today, and certainly appreciate your breaking it down and giving us actually the lowdown on the Brazilian butt lift procedure. Where can listeners get all the information on your practice, and how can one also be in touch?
People can find out more information on our website at maeplasticsurgery.com.
And simple enough. Again, Dr. Kropmile, thanks so much for your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly look forward to the opportunity of having you back with us again.
Thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Daniel Kropmile, a board-certified plastic surgeon and associate at MAE Plastic Surgery in Northbrook, Illinois. And for all the details, visit maeplasticsurgery.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.